This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
It's been close to a year now since the Fed started nudging up interest rates to try to slow down inflation. The idea is by making borrowing more expensive for people and businesses, demand falls and prices stabilize. So it's maybe a little surprising to learn from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation this week that banks have not seen borrowing slow down overall. The FDIC's quarterly survey of banks found that total loan balances rose from the previous quarter and over the previous year. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains.
The FDIC found that loan balances increased across the board. Consumer loans, commercial and industrial loans, even mortgages. Peter Alden, the CEO of Bay State Savings Bank in Massachusetts.
It's a little surprising. We thought we'd come through year end and into the first quarter with loan demand based on the higher interest rates decreasing.
But Alden says inflation is pushing business clients to borrow so they can pay more for inventory. Consumers are using home equity loans to pay off their credit card debt.
They can move from, you know, a credit card rate of, say, over 10 or 11% down to a 6.5% interest rate on a equity loan.
Businesses can justify paying higher interest rates if the projects they borrow for pay off. David Reiling, CEO of Sunrise Banks in Minnesota, says a lot of commercial real estate developers have been borrowing more lately.
They feel that they can raise rents and stay competitive, and so the math still works.
The FDIC says loan making could slow down if the global economy stumbles. But Dominic Miartin, CEO of Optus Bank in South Carolina, says the economy in his region is booming.
Everything from real estate to restaurants to new businesses, the interest rates have not seemed to damper that appetite for growth and access to credit at all.
Miartin says borrowers are asking about interest rates. Many are trying to get creative.
Where you may have a 3 or 5 year fixed rate loan at, let's say, 6.5% or even 7%, but then you make it 5 years from now, you make it adjustable.
The idea is to save some money if interest rates fall in the long run. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.